Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today's case is called Cramertown Company versus Commissioner. The tax court decided it in 1972. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed in 1974. This is a cautionary case about HVAC, and it teaches one of the most important lessons in cost segregation. Removability is not the test. Here is what happened. The Cramertown Company owned a 7-store shopping center. They installed 11 rooftop heating and air conditioning units. These units served 6 of the tenant stores. The company claimed the investment tax credit on these units, arguing they were personal property because they could be mechanically detached. If you can take it off the roof, the argument went, it should not be a permanent structural component. The IRS disagreed, the tax court disagreed, the Fifth Circuit disagreed, all three said the same thing, these are structural components. The courts looked at the weight of the units, they looked at the location, they sat on the roof of the entire center, they looked at the capacity, these were large central systems providing conditioned air to the whole building, and they looked at the purpose. Why were these units there? To keep the building comfortable for the tenants and their customers, to make the building usable as a commercial space. That is a building function, not an equipment function. The court drew a clear line. When HVAC serves the building, it is structural. When HVAC serves specific equipment, that is a different question for a different case. There is a contrast worth noting here. A separate case involving a Piggly Wiggly grocery store reached a different result because the HVAC in that case served the refrigeration equipment, not the building. The units existed for the process, not for the occupants. That distinction changed the outcome. Cramertown is also notable because the IRS has cited it as supporting authority when it pushes back on claims that building-wide HVAC is personal property. This is a case the IRS uses when it audits cost segregation studies. So what does this mean for you? It means a strong cost segregation study does not claim general building HVAC as personal property. If your building has rooftop units that heat and cool the whole space for the people inside, those units stay in the structural category. They're on the 39-year schedule. That is the honest answer, and it is the right one. Where cost segregation adds value on HVAC is very specific. A restaurant that has a dedicated exhaust system for its commercial kitchen equipment, a manufacturing plant with process cooling tied to a production line, a laboratory with a specialized HVAC system serving a clean room, not the whole building. Those are the situations where the function points toward personal property, not structural. Those are the situations where the faster class applies, and where cases like Waco and Piggly Wiggly provide the support. When Cramertown appears in your report and marks a limit, it tells you we did not claim your building's general HVAC as personal property, and it shows you we know why. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library, visit the legal section of your report.